So, welcome back. We've been having this discussion in the third hour about the effects of T-Touch on reducing pain and preventing swelling. And I just told about my fall in Bern last week, and Pam is going to share an interesting story for us. Pam Beach.
Oh, hi, thank you. A friend fell down, fell across a floor. It was where someone had put in a new floor and then added a couple steps, but you couldn't see the steps. So she went walking across the floor and slipped and broke her femur and at the knee, and they had to plate it back together and all sorts of stuff. And I didn't hear about it for about a week or so, and then we talked. And she said she was in so much pain, and you know, I said, well, how about some T-Touch and what are you doing and this type of thing? And she said, I can't even look at it. It just makes me ill, because I didn't realize they had sliced my leg open from the knee to the hip joint, and they had done some other incisions to get access to the site. I said, well, okay, if you can do this, how about getting a warm washcloth and just get it a little bit wet and just do these little circles? And I explained how to do the circles. So just try that and tell me how it works. So I talked to her a couple hours later, and she said, you know, it doesn't hurt as much and it's not as swollen. And that's one thing she could do, because she couldn't even stand to look at her leg.
Yeah, it's a good idea to cover it.
Yeah.
So you don't see what you're dealing with.
Well, and I just remember you talking about that warm water doing something that seemed to help the T-Touch be even more effective. So I thought, well, you know, I can do this, tell her over the phone.
Well, that's really interesting, because normally I use, you know, we used to use cold water with ice in it, and got to the point no longer using the ice in the wet washcloth, but then just dipping my fingers in ice water. And now we found Eleanor, remember, with that nurse, that she had a really bad injury, and I really was concerned and thought she should go and have it checked. She was in so much pain, but she didn't have any. Oh, you remember, Diane, that incident.
Her ankle was all swollen.
It was the top of her foot.
Okay, top. Yeah.
Yeah, it was really bad. And she didn't have insurance, so she couldn't go to a doctor.
Oh, right.
And so I said, okay, well, and remember, I just wet it. I just poured the water on the top of it and found that I didn't even have to have ice water. But wild. The difference. So I'm really interested to think that, you know, maybe we haven't yet gotten to the point. Maybe warm water has a different effect. This ice thing, I'll tell you, it's my body saying, don't touch me with that, you know, like this icing thing. It's, for me, it's a primitive idea. What do I know? But it's just so interesting, the idea that we would stop the process of, that we can stop the swelling and the pain. It's like, miracle.
Well, Linda, when you think about it, in a world that doesn't know this way of touching to bring the swelling down, all they know is the fact of ice cold brings the swelling down. If you think about it, then if they had nothing to do, then icing is important. We don't need the icing as much as we need the water, the T-Touch. And then we can add things like arnica gel, arnica tablets.
Yeah, I mean, like, why not? It's really good. So,
and maybe some people like it ice cold too.
Really?
Yeah, but it's a different, like, I never have been able to drink ice cold water, but other people, they crave it. And so it's like, it's their liver. Yeah. Right. So the liver is in, you know, the people that chew on ice, right? It's the liver. And so I respect that Yeah. Our systems speak to us in different ways.
Amen. And if I suddenly leave you, it's because my battery is warning you. It's soon going to lose your power.
Well, don't go yet. Anna wants to say something. Okay, we lost her. Powers be it. Anna.
Well, what I was going to mention is that, and I was going to ask Linda, I remember, I don't know if it was 6 weeks ago, but I was going, living on Bainbridge for 42 years, I was going to go over and listen to some really good jazz music across the ferry, really close to the terminal in Seattle. And I knew that the ferry coming to pick me up on Bainbridge hadn't even come in. So I could have gone down to my normal place that was nice and kind of flat and walked in, over the other side, walked on. Well, I decided to step out in a place after 42 years, I knew they had just changed the whole format. I stepped out without paying attention and I went up in the air and boom, onto my left knee. I didn't hit my head. And I know it's because of what I've been doing with my hands, I used my hands to support myself without hitting my head, which meant my hands were like almost bleeding inside. You just right away,
But they did their job.
But what happened was I could have been run by a car coming down to get ready to get on the ferry. So I had to get up. I thought, can I get up? I got up, had to, use my hands kind of, and I had my backpack and everything and got up. And then all of a sudden I just got really calm and my hands were just so bruised. But I thought, no, put your hands together, breathe, really get into that parasympathetic nervous system with your breath. And do you go back home or do you get on the ferry and go where you want to go? Well, I did that. I went to the ferry terminal, put cold water under my hands, and then I went out and then I began to gently touch them. And of course, each one was hurt. So it was an amazing experience. And then of course, I had my leggings on. I didn't know that my entire left knee was totally bleeding. I totally strapped it. But what happened for me, I became so calm. And what I have experienced with you, Eleanor, and Linda, has changed the way I see myself. And I want to say one thing before I let go for talking so much right now, is I realize when we are working with ourselves against whatever our wall was, the first thing I really noticed was my psoas, which when I fell, it really on my left, it went. And I've been trying to work through, I do different kinds of things with my legs and my shoulders and my head to release it, to make it more open. And I feel that's what's going on in this side too, this relationship. All of a sudden now, sitting here, I am in a whole new position I have not been in, I feel, since I was sexually molested when I was 7. I am so calm right now because I held on to my left side and squeezed it so hard. Receiving side, I can't handle this. And I would work it all this time, lengthening my right and tightening my left. But today, I feel both sides so evenly, and I feel like my breath is going all the way down into I want to say my tailbone, into my legs. So something has changed for me right now in a big way. Just wanted to say that. So thank you.
Thank you. Anna, and to everyone, when we work with ourselves with kindness and love above all else, is when we can receive this good information, right? This goodness in our body. And then when we bring in the T-touch, right? We're working with all that is, whether it's in the spiral of the DNA, whether it's older than that and before even that, whether it's mechanically doing something to turn things on within the cells is amazing. And then when we give ourselves the heart hugs, and when we do these movements of Ruthie's that are biological optimism, we make greater possibilities. So with that, I want to say, let's give ourselves a heart hug. Let's end today where we put our hands on our chest and we just go around the clock in our wonderful way of gliding the skin over the connective tissue, around every number, every part of the clock, going all the way around the clock until we go back down to 6 and then all the way over up to 9. And then letting that glide down. And this time, starting at 6 o'clock, that we go all the way around the clock, whether we go clockwise or counterclockwise, it just depends on how it fits for you. All the way around, bringing in your breath, lightening your face, breathing in through your nose and your nasal passages. And then as we make it to 9 or 3, then we let it glide down and out the air through pursed lips. And letting your hands be oh so soft. And this time as we glide, giving our hands this gift to give ourselves, the heart hug. We breathe in through our nose and out through pursed lips, and we give thanks and spread the light and love all around the world. Keep spreading the light through the heart hug and the ease of your breathing. Putting light into the world and spreading this goodness. And one more just for ourselves, starting at 6 o'clock, going all the way around. Lightening our face, bringing a grin into our eyes and on our lips. Taking in that breath through our nose. And out through pursed lips. Feeling this lightness in your body, this lightness in your face, and light. For where there is light, it can't be completely dark. Blessings to all of you. And see you in our next class. We will continue on.
Hi, everyone.
That was wonderful.
Thank you.
Thank you, Anna. Thank you, Linda. Bye.
Bless you, everybody.
Thank you very much. It was
beautiful. Thank you so much.
When is the next class?
I don't have my paper calendar.
Okay.
It might be not in May, and it may be
in June.
Shoot. Now I don't remember. Or is it the
20th? No, no problem. You let us know.
we will let you know.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you.
I love you guys.
Bye. Love you. Love you all.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye. Take care.
And Eleanor, sometimes Kirsten tells us.
Yes, yes.
When we're on Tuesdays. So yeah, thank you.
Oh, good. Oh, someone let me know.
Yeah, I'll check.
Bye-bye.
Bye.